Nova.
Everybody give it up.
Smallsies.
Celebrity Small Talk Podcast.
Mank.
This is Herman Mankiewicz, but we have to call him Mank.
Are you ready?
That one there, that's Karen Smith.
Wednesdays we wear pink.
Please welcome Amanda Seyfried.
Amanda Seyfried, hi.
Hi.
Congrats on the movie.
Thanks.
Wild. I did not realize it was a true story.
Mank is based on, they're real people. It's about a screenwriter, Herman Mankiewicz, who I didn't know of, who actually wrote the first draft of Citizen Kane.
Mm-hmm.
And not a lot of people just didn't know that. And the story behind the making of it is wild. It's more interesting than you could have imagined.
Absolutely. So the movie centers around, as we were saying, what happens behind the scenes. What is Hollywood like today versus what you saw from inside the script? Is it different? Is there as many hijinks? Is there less hijinks? Is there as many egos? Is it as nuts as you can imagine?
Humans evolve within themselves, but humankind doesn't evolve very much. And from what I've learned, and so therefore, what you saw there then is what you see now.
So what she's saying is that the good old days of Hollywood are alive and well, and everything that we see happening here is happening today.
I think so. I think in some rooms, on some movie sets, I definitely think that Hollywood in general has like evolved in ways, you know, like equal opportunity.
Of course. Is it as opulent?
No.
Is there as many dinner parties? Do people come up to your house in the hills and their driver drops them off and beautiful people are all just smoking cigarettes around dinner table? Is that happening still, or are we much more health conscious?
I think it depends on, well,
No, she's like, actually, I've been to one of those.
Madonna party after the Oscars, because that is something I imagine is what, you know, that's always the best party of the night. And as I got older, I stopped going because that is opulent. That is very glamorous. That is running into movie stars here and there. Left and right. And I think those are few and far between, at least they're not in my circles. And so,
how great. What wild stories. You don't have to go to every one of them, just a few to have, you know, I'll remember this for the rest of my life.
I have a lot of stories that I can tell my kids when I remember them, mm-hmm. which is great.
Well, hey, congrats on the movie. It's a great piece of art, and I think it's going to stand alone. People are going to go, wow, fascinating story, and what a great piece of work as well.
Thank you.
Who am I? It's a great piece of art. Also, why do I sound so... I need to wake up much earlier than 2 minutes before the interview, but that's going to be my New Year's resolution. If I'm doing 6 a.m. interviews, I can't sound like I just woke up. The movie is called Mank. It is out on Friday on Netflix.
You've been listening to Smallsy's Celebrity Small Talk.
Yes!
Follow Smallsy on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Or listen live to Smallsy's Surgery, weeknights from 7 on Nova.